With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge refuses to immediately block Elon Musk's office from accessing government data or firing employees.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan found that there are legitimate questions about Musk's authority and that his actions have resulted in considerable uncertainty and confusion. But she said there isn't evidence of the kind of grave legal harm that would justify a temporary restraining order. The decision came in a lawsuit filed by 14 Democratic states challenging DOJ's authority to access sensitive government data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a joint interview on Fox, President Trump says Elon Musk is a leader who gets it done. President Trump credited Musk with implementing many executive orders he signed since taking office again. Musk said he felt if the president's will isn't being represented, then the will of the people isn't being represented. Also at SRNnews.com, we're getting more information on that Delta plane accident in Toronto.
The Delta Airlines jet came down fast, landing so hard that it lost its right wing, then burst into flames on a runway in Toronto. The aircraft slid to a stop upside down with a trail of black smoke. Toronto Pearson's International Airport's CEO and president, Deborah Flint, says,
"We have a number of agencies that are here that are responsible for doing a thorough and full and complete investigation to determine all the causal factors."
That audio is courtesy of CTV. All 80 people on board the flight from Minneapolis to Toronto survived the crash. All but two of the 21 people injured on the flight have been released from the hospital. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Six living Israeli hostages will be released by terror group Hamas on Saturday, the bodies of four others Thursday, including two babies. The six are the last living hostages to be freed. This is SRN News. A Canadian politician is targeted after decrying church attacks.
Gwen O'Mahony represents the Conservative Party in British Columbia, and she recently went on a news program and condemned the recent rash of church burnings in the country. A few days later, somebody set her car on fire. More than 30 Canadian churches have been put to the torch, and O'Mahony told an interview that she blames online Christian hate, which has been growing in her country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called gender identity discrimination, arguing that the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. This is a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns for someone or refusing them access to whatever bathroom they want to use constituted a form of harassment. This is SRN News. The head of the U.S. Postal Service is leaving.
Louis DeJoy intends to step down after a nearly five-year tenure marked by the coronavirus pandemic, surges in mail-in election ballots, and efforts to stem losses through cost and service cuts. In a Monday letter, Postmaster General DeJoy asked the Postal Service Board of Governors to begin looking for his successor. DeJoy took the helm of the Postal Service in the summer of 2020 during President Donald Trump's first term. He was a Republican donor who owned a logistics business before taking office and was the first Postmaster General in nearly two decades who was not a career postal employee. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Head of the FDA's food division resigning, Jim Jones announced the decision Monday. Bobby Kennedy has stated that the quality of food approved by the FDA needs to be looked at, saying many additives approved in the U.S. are banned in Europe and other nations. More details at srnnews.com.